Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned to another podcast from me, Vinyl Burns. It's a pleasure to have you back with me once again for some personal opinions and casual chit-chat. That's what I'm here to offer, so let's fade this music on out and kick things off. Yes, indeed. Now, it's been a busy week. How have you been? What have you been up to? You watched that Bin Laden thing? I did. I surely did. Very exciting. News developing over a couple of moments. Just moments, really. The internet. It all came out on the Twitter, didn't it? Spiraling out through those cables from thousands of tiny real and virtual keypads all across the planet. Apparently some dude was live tweeting what was actually going on. He just thought the neighbors were having a party. He just did 7 hours of whinging Twitter messages about how he wishes those rich guys down the street would turn their goddamn stereo down, stop playing the video games at full volume through some PA system. And found out the next day it was the American Navy SEALs shooting up the most wanted dude on the planet. Boy, embarrassing to have missed out on watching that live out your window, huh? Anyways, he was probably across the street. Everybody lived on this street, seems. Like some dude live Twittering, the most famous Twitterer of that day, I suppose. About a dozen CIA guys had been living there for about a year, watching a millionaire house, which didn't look too fancy, in my opinion. I mean, if there's one thing I know, it's million-dollar houses, and it looked more like a $250,000 house. And it's New Zealand money. I live in New Zealand now. That money's not worth anything. Anyway, that was very exciting. Bin Laden, his code name, I don't know if you heard this, his code name was Geronimo, which is the name of an American Indian Apache chief. So the Native Americans, not too pleased with being associated with the most giant terrorist and most wanted evildoer on the face of the planet for the last decade. Anyway, and it all, of course, kicked off in 2001, September 11. And I was talking recently. I discovered that on the day of the big attack, 9/11, Liz Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Marlon Brando all jumped into a rental car, and they fled to, I don't know where they were going from. I think they were in New York. And they were heading off to, they were going to play a big concert somewhere, probably Madison Square Gardens, I think, from memory. I don't know. I was nearby, but I didn't run. No fucking way. They did. Three of them jumped in the car, which, like, to be honest, that's like the reverse of some circus clown routine. Like, all of these, you know, the clown routine where all the dozens of clowns come out of the tiny little car, and you just think, that's not possible. This is like three, well, Michael Jackson and two pretty fat people. Anyway, Liz Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Marlon Brando, they climb into this car, and they flee to Ohio. Like, Ohio is going to be a safe place. I suppose it is. Probably. Well, yeah, they're all white, so I don't suppose they're going to have any racial problems out there in Ohio. Anyhow, that's what I heard. That's about all I got time for now. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I don't know if you've enjoyed this, but I feel a lot lighter for having got it off my chest. I'm Vinyl Burns. There'll be a lot more. I'm checking out a comedy festival in New Zealand right now, and it's all going on. Big time action, packed, high energy status, and bravado. It's good. So, I'm Vinyl Burns. You've been nice. Check me out at vinylburns.com. Facebook me, ladies, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.